My name is Marin Mrčela, and I am a president of the GRECO. And your excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor for me to take the floor on behalf of the GRECO, the Council of Europe anti-corruption body. First, allow me to express my sincere appreciation of the government of Egypt for hosting the important event. The ninth session of the Conference of State Parties to the United Nations Convention Against Corruption is a unique opportunity to take forward the UNGAS 2021 Political Declaration Against Corruption. The adoption of the Political Declaration in June this year marks a major milestone at a time when reaffirming global action against corruption is crucial. The COVID-19 pandemic has shown us all both how important it is to uphold the high standards of integrity, transparency, and accountability, especially during a state of emergencies and in the subsequent recovery process. It also showed, unfortunately, that the risk of corruption are particularly pronounced during such exceptional periods, and that criminals have seized and that with no delay or hesitation. During the most uncertain and proving times of the pandemic, GRECO issued guidance on managing corruption risks in the context of COVID-19. We also continued our monitoring work through the robust compliance procedure. We resumed on-site visits in June 2021 as early as the sanitary emergency allowed us to do so in safe manner. GRECO's long experience confirms the relevance of international follow-up in making sure that commitments are actually met and that momentum in the anti-corruption struggle is kept high on the political agenda. I'm also pleased to report that since the last COSP in Abu Dhabi, we have a new member with Kazakhstan accession on 1st January 2020. Other countries have also expressed their interest in joining GRECO. We see that as a positive sign for advancing the global anti-corruption fight, knowing that joining GRECO involves specific obligations and long-term commitments to adhering to strict integrity requirements and to bringing about the actual changes needed in law and in practice. Indeed, in GRECO, we see our role not only as a benchmark of the anti-corruption efforts of our 50 member states, but also as a supportive mechanism for them to bring about the capitalize on change. In this connection, let me highlight a couple of initiatives which are closely related to some of the resolutions which will be discussed this week, notably regarding education and the role of the anti-corruption bodies. GRECO has developed with the Federation for Education in Europe, so-called FEDE, an anti-corruption curriculum. It is being taught in a higher and vocational institutions in Europe and in 7 countries in Africa. We have encouraged our members to make use of this curriculum and to devote due attention in schools to the need of the fight corruption. The battle against corruption should start at the earliest stage possible if we want to nurture the right mentalities and to change the state of mind. We also enjoy a close and fruitful cooperation with the Šibenik Network of Corruption Prevention Agencies. The Šibenik Network was established in October 2018 with the support of the Council of Europe. It strives to enhance international coordination of preventive measures in the fight against corruption and improve mechanism to share good practices among corruption prevention bodies. Its members are mostly from Europe countries, but also from West Africa and the Middle East and North Africa region. Ladies and gentlemen, let me reiterate once again, GRECO's readiness to offer its long-standing experience and expertise, as well as efficient compliance procedure to support effective implementation of the UNGAS 2021 political declaration, including through close cooperation with partner peer review mechanism to maximize our effectiveness. I'm very pleased that we will also showcase some of the work over this week, including through the organization of the side event on the whistleblowing protection, a most topical issue for all the regions of the world, and the delivery of a joint message to advance our synergies within the boundaries of the statutory requirements. Thank you very much for your attention.